Beneath Our Feet, written by Gareth Davies. Genre: an expository text gives facts about a topic. Look for facts about soil and what happens under the ground. Question of the week: what changes occur under the ground? What is soil? Soil is made up of minerals, water, air, and organic matter like decayed plants and animals. Some particles in the soil are so tiny they can't be seen by the naked eye. However, we can see larger grains like broken bits of rock and stone. Soil is the top layer of the Earth's surface and plays an important role in supporting life on Earth. Plants need soil to grow. They get resources such as water and nutrients from the soil. Their roots anchor themselves into the soil to help keep the plant in place as it grows bigger and bigger. Soil is also home to many animals, fungi, and bacteria. The top layer of soil is called humus. It has a sticky texture and is made up of decomposing organic matter like decayed plants and animals. Microorganisms live in the humus and help decompose the dead plants and animals into the soil. Humus is like food for plants, but don't confuse humus with hummus, though. Humus is food for plants, but hummus is mashed chickpeas, food for humans. How do seeds grow? A seed contains a small baby plant called an embryo, which is protected by a thick covering called a seed coat. When the seed is planted, the seed coat absorbs the water and nutrients from the soil and feeds them to the embryo. This causes the plant cells to duplicate. Slowly, a root will force its way through the seed coat, allowing more water and nutrients to get to the embryo. Seed coat, embryo. When the embryo is ready, it starts growing through the seed coat in search of sunlight. It pushes upwards through the soil until it reaches the surface, while the roots push further and further down into the soil. In dry areas, like the Mexican desert, some seeds grow very deep roots. For example, the velvet mesquite has roots that can be 50 meters long. They search for water that is deep in the ground. But plant roots do something else underground too. Let's take a look. The Wood Wide Web. Did you know plants and trees can talk to each other? They use an underground network made up of plant roots and fungi to send each other nutrients. The roots exchange sugars that the tree produces from photosynthesis with minerals the fungi get from the soil. This underground system is like an internet for trees and has been given the nickname the Wood Wide Web. Older trees can use the network to send nutrients to young seedlings in heavily shaded areas to help them grow. And what's even more extraordinary is that this web also allows plants to warn each other against disease or an attack by insects. If the warning arrives in time, the tree can activate its defenses against the threat. The Wood Wide Web. But this underground network also has a dark side. Some trees, like the black walnut tree, use the fungi to spread toxic chemicals in the soil, making it harder for other trees to survive in that area. This gives the black walnut a greater chance of survival. Meanwhile, the phantom orchid hacks into the network to steal food for itself without giving anything back. What happens when a plant dies? Plants are part of the circle of life. A dying tree can rid itself of resources and send them back into the Wood Wide Web for other trees to use. Then, when they die, they slowly decompose. Bacteria, fungi, and worms break down the dead leaves, creating new organic humus for the soil. These bacteria, fungi, and worms are known as detritivores, which means feeders on dead or decaying organic matter. Why do gardeners love earthworms? Some gardeners see worms as pests, but they play an important role in keeping the soil full of nutrients. Earthworms eat dead roots, leaves, and grass. They digest these materials, and when they burrow underground, they leave behind castings, or waste that has passed through the worm's body. These casts are rich in nutrients, which plants can use. Earthworms can even improve drainage. When they move through the soil, they create holes that allow water to seep through. And finally, when worms die, their bodies decompose, contributing to the nutrients of the soil. What impact do humans have on soil? Plants and organic matter might successfully decompose and turn into nutrients for the soil. But humans need to be careful about what else they bury underground. Whereas plants can decompose in a few weeks, materials like plastics and other man-made substances can take between 500 to 1,000 years to decompose. That means all the plastic ever put into landfill sites has not yet decomposed. Scientists are also worried that when the plastic does decompose, poisons will seep into the soil and into the rivers, affecting our food and our drinking water. What else grows underground? Plants are not the only things to grow underground. Animals, like moles, spend most of their lives underground. They use their front legs and paws to dig long tunnels and underground homes. Moles can't see very well, but they have an excellent sense of smell, which they use to hunt earthworms. Other animals, like foxes and rabbits, build their dens underground. These dens are safe places for when their babies are born. They stay underground for about 3 to 4 weeks while their fur grows and their eyes gradually open. When they are ready, they will emerge into the open. Turtles also lay their eggs underground. The mother can lay up to 100 eggs, which she buries in the sand. Then she crawls back to the sea. After about 50 to 60 days, the baby turtles begin to hatch. They use a small temporary tooth on their snout, called a carnicle, to break through the shell. All of the baby turtles hatch around the same time. When they have all hatched, they wait near the surface until the temperature cools. When they are ready, they burst through to the surface and make their way to the sea. Interestingly, the temperature of the sand affects the sex of the turtle. Cooler sand leads to more males, and warmer sand to more females. Scientists fear that with global warming, there will be fewer male sea turtles, threatening their very existence. A lot of wonderful things happen under our feet and inside the soil we walk on. So next time you walk on the grass, think of all the things that are changing, growing, and communicating underground.